Welcome back to the Finsiders. Friday is here, which means we finally are just a couple of days away from the Dolphins' next game. Team will be hosting the Bills Sunday afternoon at Sun Life Stadium. Talk about that. And the last couple of weeks, Andy Cohen is here, Dolphins.com columnist. He's on the Twitter, at @acohenfins. Andy, you wrote today about the offensive line, and obviously that's a huge topic of conversation for very good reason going back the last couple of weeks, and pretty stiff test coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, I focused the column on Mario Williams because he really is a beast, and he's the best defensive player on the Bills. He's got 8 sacks already, and he's the type of player that will not only test Jonathan Martin, but he will test everybody on the line. The Bills line him up over both tackles. They'll line him up over center. They'll stand him up. It's kind of like an entire offensive line goal this week is Mario Williams, contain him, be aware of him, get help for him. And these are the type of great players that the line has had trouble against during the first several weeks of the season. So I think it'll be really interesting to see now that they've had 2 weeks to prepare. Their focus clearly is on containing this guy because he is just a quarterback guy. He just goes after the quarterback. And it'll be interesting to see how they react, how they adjust, and how they do at the end of the day against Mario Williams.
What do you think the plan of attack is going to be, you know, for this offensive line up front? Because it isn't just him. I mean, Marcell Dareus has turned into a really nice player. Pat Williams, the other tackle, right, is a good player, and everybody knows about the struggles that they've had up front. You think they try some different stuff out? That's, I guess, the hot topic with the fans.
Yeah, I think this is a huge game for the offensive line. 2 weeks of criticism, 2 weeks of speculation, 2 weeks of careful evaluation of every player on the line, who's giving up the sacks, how many they're giving up. I think these guys have a lot of pride, and I certainly believe they are better than they showed, but I think this is a very, very important week. It's important for their confidence. It's important for their consistency, for their continuity. It's important to feel good about themselves heading into New England. And I believe that Buffalo is the type of team where they can excel against. So, you know, it's hard not to focus on the offensive line this week.
Huge game for the offensive line. Huge game in general, as you just kind of touched on, with the schedule shaping up the way it is. The road game at New England next week. I hate dusting off must win in week 7, but it has that feel to it a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a category right below must win. But I would believe
great
that,
to win,
right?
Nice, really, really nice to win.
Awfully sweet to win this game, but it's a very important game. They're playing at home. They're playing an AFC East team. They're playing a team that I believe they should beat, and now they have to go out and do it. And it's going to take a good, solid, hopefully mistake-free showing by the offense to get this done. But it's not going to be easy. I don't buy the point spread is like 8.5 points. You play the Buffalo Bills, you're happy to get out with a 3-point win. But I look for the Dolphins to play well on Sunday.
Yeah, no style points in the National Football League. You just want the W. Yesterday, and we're talking with Andy Cohen, the Dolphins.com columnist. He had a great Q&A on the site with offensive coordinator Mike Sherman. I learned a lot. You know, it was one of those where it was pretty cool. You get a much better sense of the way the guy kind of operates and how anybody in that position would operate. What were some of the main things you kind of took away maybe you didn't know beforehand?
You know, it's interesting. I got this story idea. There was a really good story in Sports Illustrated last week where the Ohio State coaches let the writer sit in the box with a headphone on and listen to the conversation between Urban Meyer and the offensive coordinator. And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about the job of the offensive coordinator and how much pressure he must be under to call a play quickly, to call the right play quickly. So I really wanted to get into Mike Sherman's mind a little bit and see what it's like for him to sit there, have a play be called, and know that within 10 seconds he's got to come up with another play. And it's a tremendously draining experience that I don't think, you know, it's so easy to second-guess him, and I second-guess him. I'm guilty of it, and I'll continue to second-guess him. But it's a very, very intense time for an offensive coordinator, and I was really interested in the mechanics of it. Are people screaming in his ear? Does he only want himself to think? What type of resources does he have in front of him? How quickly after he calls a game might he second guess that call? And he really opened up and gave me some insight into what it's like up there and how draining it is and what it's like afterwards. And I think the most poignant part was that he doesn't sleep that night. He literally doesn't sleep. He stays in bed with his eyes open, and he replays the entire game. He thinks about everything he did right, everything he did wrong, everything he should have done. And it's just a really interesting case study into what goes on a Sunday afternoon. And I know every team has an offensive coordinator who calls plays, but this is the Dolphins' offensive coordinator and is very, very experienced and has done it for a long time. But it's still a significant challenge and something that takes a lot out of a person during the course of 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon.
It's a great read. Everybody's got to check it out. It's also one of those things where I don't understand how a head coach would ever want to call plays himself. And many of them do, and quite successfully. Obviously, Mike McCarthy, that's where Joe Philbin came from in Green Bay. He called it, but how you're able to stay on top of the head coaching stuff and the play calling, if I were an owner, if I were a general manager, I would never, ever want, after reading this, my head coach to be involved more than a normal head coach, I guess, is involved in play calling. And part of what, Sherman talked to you about was, Philbin being 2-3 steps ahead when it comes, it's second down, and hey, we're probably going to go for it if it's fourth and less than three, so make sure you have something dialed up there.
Right. Mike Sherman isn't only thinking about the play he's calling, he's also at the same time thinking about the next play he's going to call, which just complicates matters. I don't know how you can call plays from the sidelines. I think it's a great advantage being upstairs in the press box, being able to see the whole field, not being distracted by all the things going on in the sidelines. If I was the head coach, I would think I would have my offensive coordinator up in the box but it's a very, very stressful, interesting time.
Yeah, it's a really good read. You got to check that out. Go to Dolphins.com. Andy Cohen is published every Monday through Friday. It goes up early, 6 a.m. You can catch it all day, every day. Follow Andy on Twitter at @acohenfins. You also do some fan questions every other week, which is nice. People get to hit you up on Twitter and ask you some questions. That's a really good column earlier this week as well. Thanks, Andy.
Always a pleasure, Jesse.